go left to right. Green tries a short kick, but Owen Wank is right there to suck it up into the belly, and no double bounces there, so Tioga is going to start at their own 48-yard line going left to right.
Yeah, Wank with a real nice reception of the kick. It just short hopped it, kind of like a short stop, and stopped the ball. They will take over first and 10 for the second half at the 48-yard line.
Green trying something, you know, right away. If they could have recovered that, that would have been huge momentum to start this third quarter, but a good job by the Tigers to scoop it up. So Tioga going left to right will start at their own 48 on a first and 10, first play of the third quarter, with the score Tioga 15 and Green 7 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game here tonight. Here is Worthing under center, hands off to Wank, runs left side. He's brought down by Tristan Austin, but after he picks up 4 yards.
Yeah, 4 yards on the carry off the left tackle gap, and Wank gets the 4-yard carry, gives him a second down and 6.
And so Tioga, again, masters of running the clock, and we'll see how they do it here in the third quarter. First quarter went by in the blink of an eye. Second quarter was a little more back and forth, so we'll see if the Tigers try to control the clock on this first drive of the second half. We're 30 seconds into the third quarter. Tioga leads Green 15-7. Again, they'll look to pack this one up the middle. Wank has nowhere to go, but does manage to fight his way for about 2 yards as he hit the center of the pile.
Yeah, and it looked like he was done. It stopped and everything, and all of a sudden I saw two Green kids run into the pile real quick because he was still on his feet. I don't know how he did that, but he did manage to get another couple of yards. So now it'll be 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, this is a third and manageable here. 3rd and 4, as Tim said. Tioga is in Green territory, going left to right. Ball's at the 46. 10:55 to go, third quarter here on CDL. And they'll hand off a run to the outside. Going to be good for a first down here to David McWinney. And that's his first run here of the night.
First back through was a fake, and then McWinney took it off to the left end and gets the necessary yardage for the first down. So, it looks like they're going to measure, maybe. Hold on.
Going to be pretty close here, it looks like. I thought, clearly from our vantage point that they had it. So there is a timeout on the field here, Tim, with 10:47 to go in the third quarter. And it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that one, Nate. I swore he was past the 6, and but the referees marked him just shy, and I think he is going to be just...
Boy, this is close.
First down.
By about the nose of the football. I mean, wow, that is close.
Really close.
And
I told you, what were you worried about? I told you.
That's right.
First down.
That was a great run, and we clearly thought he had it, but the spot was just a little farther back than we expected, but they do get it, and a good job by the chain gang to come out and measure that. So again, 10:47 to go, third quarter, 15-7 the score. Tioga on top of Green in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And here under center is the junior quarterback, Brady Worthing. Hands off and into the second level here is John Worthing, still on his feet, cuts back from right to left. He's across the 30 to the 28 before he's brought down by two or three Green tacklers led by Nate Berry.
Sheer determination on the run with Worthing right there, folks. I'll tell you, he got hit like 5 times, but just kept his legs moving, kept the chains moving, and gets the first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at about the 28-yard line.
Worthing, so scrappy, listed on the roster at 5'8", 149, but runs a lot bigger than that, I would say. I mean, he just hits the tackle. He's hard. I mean, I know he's a great wrestler, so he's used to the contact, but just does a little bit of everything. Worthing is now split out to the left as a wideout, and here on a first and 10, they're at the Green 28. They hand off to Wank, left side, good for 7, maybe 8 yards. Up the left wing, and they're just having a lot of success running on that left side off the guard.
And they're taking, and they're having a different formations again. They're doing their version of the different formations to Green right now. So they're actually running, instead of out of the T, they're running out of a power eye kind of formation.
Yeah, I didn't see any of this in the first half, really. So a good little adjustment. Now they'll go back to the T. But this is what they do. They're able to change things up in their run game with some trickery. A handoff here to Worthing. Good for a first down across the 15 to the 13 before Erickson and Berry bring him down with 9:40 to go in the third.
Worthing off the right edge and gets the edge, takes it for the first down carry. The ball will be spotted at about the 13-yard line of the Green Trojans.
So Tioga leads Green 15-7. This would be big for the Tigers here in terms of momentum. If they could score on the opening drive of the third and put a little cushion here.
And if they get two, that'll put them up 16. It'll be a two-possession game right away.
Tioga hands off to McWinney on the far side, driving in for a touchdown for the Tigers. And he wouldn't be stopped. Only his second carry of the night. It's good for six.
McWinney was a great carry. He took a Trojan with him into the end zone right there from about the four-yard line right on his back.
So Derek McWinney with the touchdown, and the score currently Tioga 21 and Green 7 with 9:25 to go in the third quarter, and they're going to go for the extra point here with Holland Beck. Waiting for the snap, Worthing will hold. This is Brady. Snap is low. He picked it up, and the kick is up and good. And so it's 22-7, a great save there by Worthing. Looked like the snap was low, but the Tigers lead 22-7 with 9:25 to go in the third. As they score on the opening drive of the second half, we'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
9:25 to go, third quarter. Tioga with a fresh 22-7 lead over Green after a David McWinney touchdown, and the extra point was good. And so, Tim, this is now a two-possession game.
Yeah, two-possession game, and Green really needs to put some points on the board here because they don't want to get into this, turnover on downs and give them back the ball and then the opportunity to go up three. So Green really needs to have a really good offensive drive here.
Tioga looking for their second straight Section 4 Class D football championship, as last year they defeated Sydney in the title game. Little squib kick here is fielded by Green, and Noah Kennedy will scoop it up at the 35, and that's where the Trojans will take over. And yes, it's early in the third, 9:24 left, but I think this is probably the biggest drive of the game here for Green so far.
Yeah, they definitely need to make something happen here. I mean, even if they, you know, take a lot of time off the clock and don't give them back the ball right away, but I really feel that they have to put points on the board on this drive because, like I said, you do not want to go down three scores to the Tioga Tigers.
Nate Lowe and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along for this Section 4 Class D football final. First and 10, Green starts on their own 35 going right to left. Erickson drops back, throws to the flat right side, passes complete to Barry, who breaks the tackle up the sideline, stays inbounds, and then they'll say he was pushed out at about the 45. So Nate Barry with the catch and run. Good job for the Trojans.
Little pass out to the right side to Barry. Barry made two guys miss and got almost to the stick, 9 yards on the catch. And it'll bring up second down and one.
And so Green looking to get some points on this drive and stay in this game, cut it back to a one-possession game. It's currently Tioga 22 and Green 7 with 9:14 to go in the third quarter. Does Green have some second-half magic left here, as they did last week against Sydney? Erickson throws over the middle, pass is incomplete, almost got to a second receiver off a tip, and it just falls through the hands there of Noah Kennedy.
Yeah, Noah Kennedy, was catch it or wear it right there, because that thing was on a line from Erickson. Falls incomplete, third down and one.
9:10 to go here in the third quarter. 22-7 is the score, as this will be Green with the ball on a third and one. This is a big possession here and a big play for the Trojans. Waiting for the snap, they're going to try to sneak it with Erickson, and he's going to gather up about 2 to 3 yards at midfield and push it for the first down.
Erickson with a little quarterback sneak off the left center, fills center guard gap, and gets the first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line of the Green Trojans.
Just an update on that Class D girls regional soccer game. Cincinnatus has taken a 1-0 lead over Downsville with 30 minutes to go in that contest. And, Tim, you'll have to tell some of your Downsville stories here later in the broadcast when we get a break. 8:50 to go in this third quarter. Green setting up in the special formation. Erickson's going to take off, pushed out of bounds by Hollenbeck at the 50 after a pickup of about 3 yards.
Yeah, 3 yards on the carry, and I'll tell you what, that looked like it was going to be a real bad play right there because the running back and the quarterback ran into each other. But Erickson, being the athlete he is, got good out of it, brings up second down, and he got four. Second down and six.
And so, again, let's see if Green stays with this funny formation. In case you didn't hear it in the first half, looks like they're going to go back to a normal formation. But when they go back to the other formation, I'll describe it a little bit more for you at home so you can envision it. 8:40 to go, third quarter. Erickson again wants to throw, goes right side. That one was too hot through the receiver's hands of Tristan Austin. That one was a bullet, and he couldn't haul it in.
Bullet and a little bit high, so Austin could not catch the ball. Incomplete pass, third down and six. At the ball, and the ball is at the 50.
So again, 8:39 to go, third quarter. Another big third down facing the Trojans here as Erickson will break the huddle. And it looks like they're going to go into the special formation. So most of the offensive line is on the right sideline near the bench. There's two guys in the middle and then two wide receivers out to the left side. So the center still has the ball in the middle. Erickson throws to the right side, complete to Barry, but he has nowhere to go, but still fighting his way forward. He needs six, and I'd say he got four right at midfield, Tim.
Yeah, he gets just across the 50-yard line. He gets into the territory of the Tigers, but it is going to bring up fourth down in a long, I'm going to say a long five.
And so it looked like he was going to be able to slip a tackle again, but couldn't get anywhere. So the ball currently sitting right at the 50-yard line, and this will be a fourth down and about six to go, and Green's going to take a timeout to talk things over. They got a decision to make. With 8.5 to go, third quarter, it's Tioga 22, Green 7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Going to be a fourth and six and 8.5 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads 22-7. And Tim, on a fourth and six, Green's going to go for it at midfield.
Yeah, this is a big, big chance right here because if you don't get it, you're giving them really good field position in short field.
So they're putting it all on this play. Erickson drops back to pass, throws to his right, pass is incomplete. They'll say it was too low to Noah Kennedy. He had a chance at that ball, but it hits the dirt, and a turnover on down.
So Tioga will get the ball right at the 50-yard line, and will start the second possession of the second half.
And so, you know, I got to give some credit to Green there. You're saying, okay, you know, we're down two scores. We're going to start to run out of time. Tioga can chew the clock with the best of them. We're down 22-7. You got to go for it there. That's how they felt, and, you know, kudos. That takes guts right at midfield.
It definitely does. That was definitely a gutsy call.
And so Tioga under center will take over again with 8:26 to go, third quarter. They'll hand off and run on the outside to McWinnie, and he's going to pick up 5 yards. And for a guy that didn't carry the ball at all last week and not in the first half tonight, he's been doing great.
Yeah, McWinnie's doing a really good job. Takes the ball off the left edge and gets about 7 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and three.
So clock moves down to 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Tioga just methodical. And as they walk back up to the line and just using some different pieces here in the second half to do some damage. Again, they'll hand off left side. This one goes to John Worthing. He's got the first down and more. Bulldozes his way across the 35 to the 33.
John Worthing right off the guard on the left-hand side and just followed him all the way into the linebacker level and then into the safeties. Good first down or second down carry for first down yardage. Ball is now spotted at about the 33-yard line of the Green Trojans.
So the clock moves down to 7:45 to go here in the third quarter. The Section 4 Class D football championship game between Tioga and Green. The Tigers leading 22-7 over the Trojans of GCS. Hand off here on a first and 10. No, it's a QB keeper. And into the clear. This is going to be a Tioga touchdown on a quarterback keeper for Brady Worthing. Untouched as he went off and curled off the right side.
Yeah, real nice play right there. He actually made it look like he was handing the ball off and then just pulled it out at the last minute and fouled the running back all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Tiger.
I think he even was surprised how much daylight he had once he turned the corner. I mean, nobody from green was there.
I think that's how good the fake was, because I think everybody went to the running back, and then it was too late.
So about a 30-yard run there for Worthing. And with 7:27 to go, third quarter, Tioga leads 28-7, and they'll be in to kick the extra point as they're looking to pull things away here. Here's the snap, kick is up, and it is good. Hollenbeck puts it through, and it's Tioga 29 and Green 7 with 7:27 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 7:27 to go, third quarter tonight on WCDO. Again, we're live from Ty Cobb Stadium, a great crowd on hand to watch the Tigers and the Trojans in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga starting to pull away a little bit here as they lead 29-7 in what was a 15-7 game at the half. So Tigers will kick off, and Green, if they want an answer, they have to do it here on this drive, I would say.
Yeah, they definitely need to put points on the board right now. You know, they can't get away from what they've been doing. They've been doing a nice job. It's just, you know, it is really a daunting task when you play the Tioga Tigers, because their defense is just as good or maybe even a little bit better than their offense.
And so the Tigers will kick off. And, Tim, just one thing as I look down, we'll talk about it after the kickoff here, is Green is having a little trouble scooping that one up, and finally they do, as that was Nate Parker who fielded it at the 28. But Tioga, I know they brought some guys up, you know, from modified JV level, but boy, they just have such a big bench for a Class D team.
Yeah, they definitely do have quite a few kids. It's almost like they, you know, when they were coming in, they picked up a couple just to put them in uniform just so they look that big. But, you know, you look over on the other side, Green is really limited to numbers, and these kids are all going, you know, both sides of the ball, so they're getting tired. I'm sure they are.
I was talking to both coaching staffs before the game. Green said, you know, they had some injuries, so they were down a couple of guys, and Tioga said they were pretty healthy. As Erickson wants to throw on a 1st and 10, throws to the outside for Tristan Austin. He's at the 30 before he's brought down on a nice tackle on the outside there by the Tigers, and that was Zach Warner who brought him down.
Zach Warner from the safety spot just absolutely stopped the running back after the little swing pass out to the right side. He gets about 2 yards on the reception, 2nd and 8.
Well, I asked the Tioga coaching staff, I said, you got some new guys, you want to give me some new numbers? He goes, oh, don't worry, those guys aren't getting in. So some of it, I guess, is for looks, but
yeah, like I said, yeah, they're just wearing their uniform.
Yep.
They're just representing.
Nice to have some guys out there and have the experience for future years. Erickson here on a 2nd and 8, and he'll have to spin away from the rush and some trouble. Maybe picks up a yard or two.
Yeah, I'm going to say he got 2. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5.
And
nope, they moved it back. Let's say 6.
So this will be a 3rd and 6. Green going right to left. Ball's on their own 33-yard line here. And what has been a dominant third quarter for Tioga is they lead 29-7 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Trojans trying to answer here on their second drive of the second half. Erickson's in the shotgun on a 3rd and 6. 2 wide receivers split out to the left and 2 to the right. Snap is low. Erickson has to scoop it off the turf. He's still got some time. Tries to run away, but he's brought down. Tioga defense gets there before Erickson can spin away, and a sack there by Dominic Wood.
Dominic Wood with a nice play on defense right there, but Erickson had no chance because he had to grab a errant snap, and he just had no time.
And so, again, this is the difference tonight. Erickson has not been able to get out of the pocket, where other times when we've seen them run this offense, and, you know, he's been able to just pick up some space and he's had some blocks, but that hasn't been the case tonight.
That's game plan and coaching right there, because I'll tell you right now, they have somebody watching him because they know what an athlete he is, so they're just waiting and waiting to see what he's going to do.
Another booming punt here from Zach Gibbon is going to take a Green bounce all the way down to the Tioga 21. Worthing had to let it go. A heck of a leg there on that young man, the punter, Zach Gibbon.
Nice job by Zach Gibbon to flip the field. Now the defense of the Trojans must stop
Tioga Tigers on this drive. It was those two turnovers in the first half that I thought kept Green in this game. Tioga fumbled, and then they threw an interception in the end zone, and that allowed Green some momentum to come down and score and, you know, take the lead at one point, 7-6. And so their defense is going to have to find a way here again to keep this game, as they currently trail 29-7. You know, they need a big play like that, I think, get some sort of momentum back. And so Tioga will have the ball again, going left to right at 1st and 10 on their own 21-yard line. They'll run to the outside here with McWinney. Now he cuts back from left to right across midfield. He's at the 40 before he's brought down there by Erickson. Some good hard running from McWinney.
Yeah, McWinney started off to the left side, but then he made a real sharp cut back to his right and made two people miss him, and he got all the way out to the 40-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
I mean,
1st and 10.
Folks, McWinney is 5'9", 134 on the roster. So, I mean, they just have some tough little guys here that aren't afraid to take the hits and run in between the tackles.
And like we were talking about on break, Nate, I don't remember saying that kid's name.
No. Maybe, you know, he could have been injured last week, something along those lines that we didn't know. As they hand off to John Worthing here, and he's through midfield into Green territory at the 45. But just everybody running the ball is making a difference.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, it's really very difficult as a defender, because you don't know which back has the ball. I mean, they do such a great job of carrying out their fakes. Worthing does a great job as the quarterback of selling all the fakes. And then every now and then he pulls it out at the last minute, and he takes the ball around then and goes into the end zone.
4:40 to go, third quarter. Section 4 Class D football championship game. 29-7 is the score. Here's McWinney again, a burst of speed into the second level across the 35 to the 33. That should be good for a Tigers first down.
Yeah, real nice play right there just off to the left edge. And McWinney made a nice cut in the hole and got back out to the outside a little further and gets the first down carry. And the ball will be spotted right at about the 39-yard line.
And
excuse me, 34.
So this will be at the 34-yard line on a 1st and 10. McWinney has just come in and been great running out of the tee here. Line is set, and this time it'll be a quarterback keeper for Worthing. This is the play he scored on the last touchdown. This time he cuts it back to the inside. Brought down at about the 26, good for 5 or 6 yards.
What a neat little play that is, folks. Everybody in the backfield goes to the right side and are all lead blocking score the quarterback, and he just follows the blockers all the way around the end. He gets about 8 yards on, or excuse me, 7 yards on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and 3.
3:55 to go, third quarter. And this will be a 2nd and 3, and we'll have a timeout taken by the Tioga Tigers. No, it'll be by the Green Trojans. So we'll step away with the score. Tioga 29, Green 7. 3:53 to go, third quarter on WCDO.
DTC is excited to announce that fiber optic services will soon be available in your area. With DTC's dedicated fiber service to your home, we'll be able to provide you with high-speed internet, digital TV, reliable phone service, and home security and monitoring applications. DTC has been serving our communities for 120 years, and we look forward to becoming a part of yours. For more information on our service, visit DelHightel.com or call 607-746-1500. DTC is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:53 to go, third quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along wherever you're listening from tonight. Tioga leads Green 29-7 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Winner moves on to states. And they'll hand off up the middle to John Worthing here on a 2nd and 3. Bounces to the second level and should have enough for a Tioga Tigers first down.
Real nice job by Worthing. Just took it off the right guard and tackle gap and just laid a lick on the linebacker for the Green Trojans. I didn't get his number, but he fell forward, got the extra yard he needed for the first down, so the ball now is going to be spotted at about the 22-yard line of the Green Trojans.
Here's a Downsville girls soccer update. They're playing in states tonight. They trail Cincinnati 1-0 with 15 minutes to go in that game. That game's up at Herkimer Community College tonight. So just trying to give you some soccer updates when we can. 1st and 10 here for Tioga. They run to the outside across the 20 to the 19 for John Worthing.
short gain for Worthing. You're not used to hearing me say that because usually he's getting 6 or 8, but he gets 3 on this play, 2nd down and 7.
And so the clock continues to run as we approach 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Tioga just, again, chewing clock here, doing the best they can as they get back into the red zone. They'll go to McWinney, cuts back to the left side. What a fierce move to go from left to right. Picks up an extra 4 or 5 yards, and I think he's going to be very close to a first down here.
McWinney, as Nate said, going to his left, does a bounce cut back to his right, and made a Green Trojan miss him completely, and a second-level tackle from the safety saved 6 points.
When he plants that left foot, you know, when he's running towards the edge, he has such a shifty move to get back inside. It's just impressive to watch. 2:45 to go, third quarter, 29-7, Tioga on top of Green. And under center, they'll hand off, and this time we'll have a flag on the play before anything can get going, and we'll see who this one is on. A false start here against the Tigers. And again, just not a team you see penalized very much, especially for something like that.
No, and I was just going to say, I've got to believe that might be the first flag of the half, of the second half.
I think so. Both teams. Kudos to both teams playing very clean here tonight. Of course, we saw Green back all the way in week one against Sydney, so they've, you know, had a heck of a season to get here tonight. They come in with a record of 6-3 overall. Tioga comes in at 7-2. So both teams looking to punch their tickets to states here tonight, trying their best to win this ball game. Tioga in control right now, trying to add to it here with John Worthing, a run up the middle. He's over the 10-yard line down to the 8 before he's knocked down.
John Worthing almost gets it into the end zone, but is brought down by a shoelace at about the 5-yard line, so 2nd and goal to go.
You know, I know there's still a whole quarter left, but with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it feels like if Tioga could score here, they're really putting their stamp on this game in the second half.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, they've had 3 possessions, and they will have scored on all 3.
They'll hand off to McWinney, runs to the outside, and Pater for Tioga with 1:44 to go in the third quarter. McWinney, his 2nd touchdown of the second half, and it's like they just let this man out of the cage here for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's like he went into the half and he says, look, let me have the ball every now and then, and all of a sudden he gets the ball and he's showing what he can do. It's a great, great thing.
So about an 8-yard TD run there for McWinney, and Tioga leads 35-7 with 1:44 to go in the third quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Here's Hollenbeck on for the extra point. He is set, line is good, snap is good, hold down, kick is up, plenty of leg there for Hollenbeck, and Tioga leads 36-7 as the extra point is good, with 1:44 to go in the third quarter. The Section 4 Class D football championship game. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:44 to go in the third quarter, 36-7 the score. Tioga on top of Green in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Winner will play the champion of Section 3 next weekend. That game will be at Cicero North Syracuse. If you're a local football fan and maybe you're looking to see some action in states, the Class D semifinal will be back here at Ty Cobb Stadium in 2 weeks. And then, of course, right around Thanksgiving time, the championship will be up at the Carrier Dome. So everyone can be in short sleeves that day and enjoy the nice weather inside the dome. So 1:44 to go, third quarter. Tioga will kick off. A little squib kick here will be fielded by Green at the 35-yard line, so that's where they will take over. That was Josh Titus scooping that up.
Yeah, Josh Titus grabs the ball at about the 35-yard line where Green will take over, 1st and 10.
So 1:42 to go in the third. It's Tioga 36 and Green 7. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Some special sponsors we'd like to thank here for our coverage tonight include Trojan House Deli and Catering of Green, the Silo Restaurant of Green, the Amphenol Corporation, Delaware Sports Center in Walton, Neighbors Insurance in Sydney and Oneonta, as well as the Canine Canal dog grooming and boarding of Green. Here's Erickson in the shotgun. Snap, wants to keep it, pulls it down, wants to run in between the hashes. Nowhere to go. Austin Lamb was right there to bring him down here for Tioga, as well as Jack Frey.
Play that was absolutely so successful last week against the Warriors. They're just not letting him do it. I mean, he actually makes a fake to the running back that's right beside him, and then he just picks his hole and tries to, you know, get as much yardage as he can and create, because he's such an athletic a quarterback. But Tigers are having nothing to do with that. He gets one on the play, second down and nine.
So as we come up on a minute to go in the third quarter, it's 36-7, Tioga on top of Green. Here's Erickson on a second and nine. He's in the shotgun as Green goes right to left. Erickson throws out into the flat right side. He's got Nate Berry, passes complete to the 40, but he's ripped down there by John Worthing after a gain of about four with an open field tackle.
Yeah, and it looked like Berry was going to have a lot of room, but Worthing shut down that gap really quickly and made a nice open field tackle, tackling him at about the 40-yard line of the Trojans.
So the clock continues to move. We hit 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Green breaks the huddle here. They'll step up to the line. Ball is on the Green 40-yard line as they approach midfield. Erickson on a third and four here, barking out the signals. Berry is in motion from right to left. Erickson drops back, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's knocked down. Good coverage by the Tioga secondary. Right there on the coverage was Mason Boozer.
Mason Boozer was an absolutely fantastic defensive play right there. The receiver thought he had the ball easily and thought maybe he was going to have a little room to run, but Boozer shut down that really quickly as he reacted to the ball once it was in the air.
And so as we look to wrap up the end of the third quarter here, this could be the last play of this third frame with 15 seconds to go. Green will be punting away, and Tioga not sending anybody deep. They just want to make sure that no trick plays there. They will kick this one deep, and it will be fielded by Green back down at about the 22-yard line there. So another good punt by Zach Gibbon, and special teams play by Tristan Austin to hustle down and knock that ball down with 8 seconds to go in the third.
Well, Green has been known to do the fake punt, and you know what? That's just scouting and knowing what you're up against, and great job by the coaching staff of Tioga Tigers.
And so Tioga will take over a first and 10 on their own 23 as they go left to right. As 8 seconds to go in this third quarter, and fourth quarter coming up. So this will probably be the last play of this third frame. Again, a first and 10. Here is Worthing under center. Worthing will hand it off to McWinney to the outside, cuts it back, and he's brought down at the 20. Oh, no, he's all the way up to the 30-yard line here, and that'll do it. Last play of the third quarter with Tioga leading Green 36-7. Big third quarter for the Tigers, and we'll be right back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO as it's Tioga leading 36-7 over the Green Trojans in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga looking for their second straight Section 4 Class D football championship. And I believe they're 3, maybe 4 years removed. I want to say 3 years from a state title when Jesse Manuel was a senior. So this is a program, and that many years before that had made it state Final Four, state Final Four. So this program is used to winning in high school football. Start of the fourth quarter, Tioga switching ends of the field now. They will go right to left to start this third frame. and they will run this one up the middle there with Worthing on a 2nd and 4. He gets about 3.
Yeah, a little shy of the first down. It'll bring up 3rd down. The ball is spotted at about the 33-yard line.
Officials are going to take a timeout here on the field with 11:40 to go in this 4th quarter, and we'll have another measurement here. So while they do that, just want to say Downsville girls are trailing 1-0 against Cincinnatus from Section 3 in the New York State Girls Class D regional game. 5 minutes left. They trail 1-0. So unless the Eagles have some magic, we'll see what happens. First down for Tioga, though, in the meantime.
I was just going to say, I've been over in the eastern part of Delaware County for a little while now, and over there, I'll tell you what, they take their soccer seriously.
Yeah.
And this week, they had the whole town was all covered in purple and white, you know, and all this stuff, and you would think it would be Halloween decorations and that. No, not in Downsville. It's all purple and white. Go Eagles.
That's great to see. I know they had a couple of big send-offs for the team as they went to the sectional finals, and then they went to states today. So that's great to see for Downsville. We'll hope they have some magic in the last couple of minutes. As in the meantime, a run up the middle here for Owen Wank is going to be good for, I would say about 8 yards on 1st down. So it's going to be a 2nd and 2 right up the middle there for Tioga.
Wank with a nice run on 1st down, like Nate said, takes it about 8 yards. We'll bring up 2nd down and 2.
So we're a minute gone in the 4th quarter. It's Tioga 36 and Green 7 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. They hand off to Wank. He's got a huge hole here into Green territory before he's roped down at the 40 after about a 25-yard game right up the gut.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Kind of a delayed draw for Wank, and Wank just took it off the left edge and got all the way across the 50 into Green territory at the 39.
10:55 to go, 4th quarter. Play comes in from the sideline here. And well, Tim, I'll get to see Tioga again tomorrow. I mentioned it earlier. Congratulations to the Tigers volleyball team. They'll be taking on BG in the Section 4 Class D volleyball final tomorrow. So it was great watching the semis last night that were out in Candor. So I've been driving all over as well. We put some miles on, don't we? Here's Tioga with a run up the middle here on 1st and 10 and Worthing for about 3 yards.
Yeah, real nice play on that 1st down carry. Worthing with about 3 yards, 2nd down and 7.
So 10:25 to go in this 3rd quarter. 36-7 the score. And Tioga with the ball here marching into Green territory once again. Here's the snap, and Worthing will hand one off. This is Brady handing to John Worthing. Runs to the outside, and he's brought down right around the knees. Boy, it always makes you hold your breath a little bit there. Appears to be okay, though, as he bounces back.
Yeah, real nice play by 3, but led by Isaac Haddock. I mean, just absolutely great linebacker play right there by number 55.
Yeah, Haddock has just been great all season long. He did have some injuries earlier in the year, but appears to be okay, and it's just been really solid tonight for the Trojans. 9:40 to go, 4th quarter. It's 36-7. Tioga on top of Green looking to punch their tickets to states once again this year. Waiting for the snap. It is set, and it's going to be a little quarterback keeper to the outside here for Brady Worthing, but this time nothing doing as the Green defense comes scrapping through there. It looked like it was Noah Kennedy that roped him down.
Yeah, Noah Kennedy from his cornerback spot just absolutely blew that play up right off the bat, and we'll bring up 4th down and 6.
Final score, Downsville girls fall to Cincinnatus 1-0, but still a great season for the Downsville Lady Eagles soccer team. Unitigo's game will be at 7:30. They play Little Falls, so we'll keep an eye on that game as long as we're on the radio as well. So, again, Downsville girls falling tonight 1-0. They were your Section 4 Class D girls soccer champions this year. So, great game, sounds like, from what I'm told. And this will be a 4th and 5. Tioga will go for it. They'll run to the outside, and the Green defense is right there. But Worthing escapes the tackle. Can he get to the edge on the outside? He does, and that's going to be good for a 1st down. I mean, they had him dead to rights in the backfield, and Brady Worthing escaped, went all the way to the right side of the field, and got the 1st down.
Yeah, he was coming over to his left side towards his bench, and 2 Green Trojans were right on him, had him, spun him around, and he took right off and went all the way to the other sideline over by the Green team and got the 1st down yardage. So the ball is spotted at about the 30.
I mean, what a great play. We do have a green player hurt on the sideline on the far side. We'll hope that he's okay. So we'll step away with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Tioga 36 and Green 7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back with 8.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tioga leading 36-7. Injured player was Tristan Austin for Green. We'll hope that he's okay. And a 1st and 10 here for the Tigers. Actually, no, this is going to be Green getting the ball back. We will have a flag on the play. So, Tim, what we didn't see was that they must have said that Worthing was about a yard short over on that far side. I did not notice that, even during the break.
Yep, no, it would have to be a turnover on downs right there because there was he held on to the ball. It wasn't fumbled or anything, so we missed that one, folks. Green takes over after stopping Tioga, and on first down,
so I
have a flag.
And so that was a flag there against the Trojans. I was, you know, so impressed with Worthing's run, and then there was the injury on the play that I was focusing on that and did not see that he must have come up inches short there on where the spot was.
Well, all night long, Nate, he's got first down yardage on every carry, so it's like you think that he's just it's going to happen no matter what he does. And he just came up just a bit shy. But on that play, Green was stopped for a two-yard loss, 2nd down and 12.
And so this will be a 2nd and 12 here with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Erickson drops the snap. He's going to have to tuck it and run. He's brought down in the backfield as Hollenbeck was right there to bring him down, and Erickson really had nowhere to go.
No, he did not. He fumbled the snap, and when he got the ball, there was two Tigers right in his face. So he did the right thing, took a knee, and saved the play another down.
And so this will be a 3rd and 16, and in this part of the field, I think he did the right thing. Can't, give up a fumble or something silly like that on this part of the field. So a 3rd and 16, Green trying to get something going here in the second half. They trailed 15-7 at the halftime break. They actually led this game 7-6 at one point in time, but it's been all Tioga here in the second half. Pass is complete for Green. Out to the left side, they pick up about 6 yards. And the receiver on that far side was Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy with the reception gets the 6 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. It is now 4th and 10.
And on 4th, Green will punt this one away, and John Worthing will be standing deep here to our right for the Tioga Tigers at his own 40, as Tioga will go right to left here in the second half. And we will have a whistle before things can get going again. We will have a timeout on the field taken by the Green Trojans with 6:45 to go in the fourth. Tioga leads Green 36-7. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Green taking a timeout before they punt this one away on 4th and 10, unless they're planning some trickery here with 6:45 to go fourth quarter. It's the Tioga Tigers leading the Green Trojans 36-7 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It's been all Tioga here in the second half. Green will punt this one away, and this is a deep boot from Zach Gibbon. Takes a Green bounce and then slows down, loses some mustard here, but rolls to about the 35-yard line before it's down by the Trojans, and so Tioga will get the ball back with 6:34 to go.
That punter has done a really good job tonight. He's really flipped the field a couple of times for the Green Trojans, and now they got to just try to stop the Tioga Tigers I think we're going to see a heavy dose of, you know, just running the ball, getting, making sure the clock keeps running, because it's only 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game.
You wonder if we'll see some new faces here for Tioga, making sure everyone stays healthy, stays clean for next week, assuming that Tioga will punch their tickets and move on to the state tournament. With 6.5 to go, they'll hand off a run to the outside. We'll pick up about 4 yards here for the Tigers. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. And again, this is what the Tigers want to do, run some clock, as the handoff there was to Jacob Welch, a junior, with his first carry tonight.
Jacob Welch went off the right guard and got the 4 yards, as Nate said. Brings up 2nd down and 6. The ball is spotted at the 38-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here. Tioga leading 36-7. 2nd and 9 for Tioga. Again, they'll look to run to the right side, and a pickup of about 3 yards as they run across the 40-yard line here. We'll see who the running back is. Again, on the far side away from the press box, so it's hard to see when they tuck in there for those tight handoffs. That one looked like, again, that it was Welch on the run.
Welch on the run again, brings up 3rd down and a long 4.
Clock continues to move down to 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Again, the Tigers leading 36-7, looking to go back-to-back with Section 4 Class D football championships. Line is set here on 3rd and 4. Again, another run, and right up the middle. Going to be very close to a 1st down to the 45-yard line for Welch once again.
Yeah, Welch carried a couple people with him on that play, and it looks like we might be just shy based on the mark. Oh, the chain crew says they're going, but chain? The ref has it. There he goes.
There he goes. 1st down. That would have been the 3rd time, 3rd measurement tonight. Chain crew was, they were ready to roll.
They were interested. Yep. They want to get over to the concession stand and get some hot dogs and stuff before the next game.
Yeah, there will be another game after this here tonight, the Class A championship at 8 o'clock. And so always fun. They do 2 games on Friday night and then 3 games tomorrow. So there'll be a lot of local football if you're thinking about coming down tomorrow. I think the weather's supposed to be not as nice tomorrow, but perfect night for football here tonight. Just great fall weather. 1st and 10 for Tioga, right at midfield. They're still in their own territory, going right to left. That run goes nowhere as the green wall collapses down, led by the senior Isaac Haddock.
Yeah, Isaac Haddock with a fantastic play right there. Stopped the green the Tioga Tiger running back after a short gain of 2 yards, 2nd down and 8.
And so a scoreless 2nd half for Green. Again, folks, they once led this game 7-6. They now trail 36-7. Tioga, whatever was said at halftime, just did a fantastic job. So 4.5 to go. Worthing is out at quarterback. We'll see who heads in here for Tioga on a 2nd and 8. They're just making sure that everybody gets some looks here tonight. They'll run to the outside. And in at quarterback here, it looks like, I think that's Zach Warner over on the far side. And this is the point in the game where I think Coach Aiello, before the game, said those guys aren't going to get in. They might be in right now with 4 minutes left.
You definitely don't want your starters on the field at this point, because if something happens where there's a freak fall on the back of a leg or something, and you lose a starter, you know, going into the state tournament, you don't want anything like that to happen.
Yeah.
Nor do you want anything to happen where somebody gets ejected or anything like that.
Sure. Yeah, run to the right side here is good for about 2 yards, so that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 7 here with 3.5 to go. Tioga comfortably in control, 36-7 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Well, some substitutes come off, some other guys go in, so everybody getting a little bit of action here at different positions, it looks like. Actually, some of the starters have gone back in now here with 3:19 to go on a 4th and 6 because they're going to punt it away. So here is Holland Beck with a line drive punt. Erickson's going to have to chase this one back. It's going to roll all the way down to about the 2-yard line, and great hustle there by Jacob Welch to get down and down it inside the 5. Great job.
Yeah, that was a fantastic play by Welch right there. I mean, he just dove for the ball because he thought for sure it was going to get into the end zone, but he caught it at about the 5, and that's where they spotted the ball. So Green has it 1st and 10 from their own 5-yard line.
Well, for Nate Erickson, the junior quarterback, the future is bright for him. He's a great athlete across the board here for the Green Trojans, but you feel for some of these other seniors for the Trojans that have had great careers and have made it all the way here to the Section 4 Class D football championship. You know, with how good Class D was in Section 4 this year, it's an accomplishment to be one of these two teams left.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, Nate, you know, it's the culmination of a career for these seniors, you know, and you want them to go out with the best. And something like this can be hard to take, but you know what? Coach Gorton will do his job of making sure they know that they left nothing on the field. You know, I mean, they put it all out there and, you know, just did everything they could. They just ran up against an awesome, awesome football team in the Tioga Tigers.
And Tioga always represents Section 4 very well in the state tournament. Of course, as we said, a state championship a couple of years ago. But they've had a streak, and I should have looked it up, where they made the state Final Four, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in a row. They've just been a fantastic team. And, you know, last year winning Section 4 Class D as well. And this year putting the icing on the cake here with 2:20 to go as they lead 36-7. Green has the ball going left to right, but we will have a flag here on a second down and 8 for the Trojans. So false start here against Green. And, you know, Tim, this is weird to say, but, you know, Tioga's a little bit out of our coverage area, so we won't be following them on to states. So this will be it for our football broadcasting for the year. And, you know, for as much as we wait around all year for this, it always goes so fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. It goes really, really fast. And, you know, it's amazing that you're saying that it's November.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But, you know, 2 weeks, you'll be doing some round ball, mate.
Yeah. I mean, the next 2 weeks are going to be a whirlwind with some other games. Here is on a 2nd and 11, Green running out of their own end zone. A pitch to the far side for Josh Trepa, and he gets a little breathing room out to about the 10-yard line here, so 3rd and about 6 coming up. Next 2 weeks are going to be crazy with field hockey. I truly think BG Volleyball has a great chance to, you know, maybe make the state tournament again. We'll see how they do against Tioga tomorrow. And, you know, if a couple of those teams go to states, there won't be much of a break in between this and round ball.
Yeah, I don't imagine you get much of a break anytime anyways, because you just are all over the place. And I always say this at the end of the year, these kids and these families and these schools owe you a debt of gratitude, because you bring so much to their lives because of what you do and how much you dedicate your life to them and broadcasting their kids' accomplishments.
Well, thank you for the kind words. And that was a 3rd and 5 run up the middle for Green, nowhere to go, so about a 4th and 3. Well, it's something I really love to do. You know, it's really, there's no place I'd rather be, you know, work-wise at least, than at these games. So it's not like work to me. It's a ton of fun. And, you know, my family and friends are very very willing and understanding that I have to spend some time, some nights and weekends away, and I try to make it up to them when I can. As Green will punt this one away. But, yeah, it's a great job.
And then when he relaxes, folks, he runs marathons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to relax, right, is to go out and run a race. So a big kickoff, or a punt, I should say, here to Tioga. And then running down the field, the Green team with Cade Niemeyer with a big tackle there on the running back for Tioga, who was bringing it back up the field.
Yeah, he got to where Niemeyer was, and Niemeyer said, nope, no more. You're stopping right here, just over the 50-yard line. So the ball will be at about the 43-yard line of the Green Trojans.
25 seconds to go, and make sure we'll have our post-game awards as well for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So we'll take a small break here after the time winds down. Again, 25 seconds left, and Tioga leads Green 36-7, and will be representing Section 4 Class D once again as they take a knee. Our final score, 36-7. Wow, this is a great victory here tonight for the Tigers. They don't give up any points in the second half, and they are back-to-back Section 4 Class D football champions. Post-game show coming up, Tioga 36, Green 7 on WCDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beauty Rest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The Catalog Outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The Catalog Outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to the Union Endicott Ticop Stadium. Our final score, Tioga 36 and Green 7. Tioga wins their second straight Section 4 Class D football championship. And Tim, your final thoughts on this one before we jump into our awards.
Well, I just want to wish the Green Trojans a great year. They did a nice job all year long, made some really good growth, and got to this game. But unfortunately, you ran up against one of the best in Section 4, perennial champions, and they just showed today in the second half what a great defense they have along with that offense.
And so our final score again, 36-7. Tioga defeats the Green Trojans. Let's get into our three awards here tonight, starting off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Tim, I'd like to give this one tonight to Tioga's David McWinney. I thought he was great in the second half, scores those two touchdowns. Your thoughts on what he was able to do in the second half running the ball?
It totally surprised us because we hadn't heard of him, you know, hadn't said his name all game long. And then even into last week, I don't remember talking about him. I don't know if he was hurt or whatever it was, but he came back with a vengeance today. Great job, young man, David McWinney.
Next up is our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet Stores. And they've been a longtime sponsor of this award. So a thank you to the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll go back to Tioga again for another one of these awards. Would like to give this one again to Austin Lamb tonight. I thought at middle linebacker, you know, maybe not the big flashy plays that he had last week, but just solid tackle after solid tackle.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I mean, last week against the Walton Warriors, he had a lot of tackles for losses. He really didn't have that many tonight, but I think he was keying on Green's athlete, Erickson, and I think he did a fantastic job of containing him, which is not an easy job. Great job, Austin.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I want to give it to Nate Erickson tonight from Green, just again an all-around great athlete, kept Green in the game early with all his great running and passing, and, you know, it all keyed on him tonight. He kept his team in the ball game in the first half and just kind of ran out of steam in the second half.
Well, on the one drive, I was going to say, on the one drive where they stopped Tioga when they were inside the 10-yard line, he made a fantastic defensive play on that play right there. So I totally agree with Nate getting that. And just for you people in the MAC, he's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a junior. He's a fantastic basketball player, so we'll see him in a couple of weeks on the hardwood, and, yeah, he'll be a pain in the butt next year for a lot of other teams to deal with in football season again. So that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Again, the Tioga Tigers win the 2018 Section 4 Class D Football Championship Contest. They'll move on to regionals against the winner of Section 3. That'll be next weekend at Cicero North Syracuse High School. So congratulations to Tioga. Back-to-back Section 4 Class D Football Championship. So, Tim, thank you for another great season in the books, and can't believe it. We just snapped our fingers, and the season's over.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Nate. And then, you know, it's amazing how quickly football goes, and, you know, it's scary because you know what's coming after.
Yeah.
That's a big old man winter's coming. So, you know, it is what it is, but thank you again for allowing me to do this. Thank you, Craig and WCDO, and good luck in whatever you do the rest of the year.
Well, we will have updates on the Unitego girls soccer game on Twitter. They are kicking off at 7:30 against Little Falls. That game's up in Herkimer at Herkimer Community College. So check us out on Twitter for that. You can go to WCDOsports.com. Everything is right there on the right side of the page. You can go back and listen to this game or any other game we've done on the Game Audio Archive. I'll have this game up in just a couple of hours, and it's a free download courtesy of SFCU. Thank you to all our special sponsors. We tried to recognize you throughout the week with our promos and our ads, as well as tonight during the broadcast with the live mentions. We appreciate all your support, so thank you very much. Again, our final score, Tioga 36 and Green 7, as Tioga wins the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Be safe from WCDO Sports.